Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't catch the first voice.
That was Lee.
Lee, okay, sorry. My ears aren't on yet. Oh, and Dottie, I heard Dottie.
Yeah, you heard me. Yep.
Yes. Good morning.
And that is
Leilana.
Leilana, thank you.
Good morning. Rebecca.
Rebecca, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Great. Yes,
good.
How are you?
Good. Doing good. A little hoarse because I haven't talked. I was taking off all the messages at home that stack up. And that's a political call on the recording. Oh, dear. Anyone else?
Good morning. It's Betty.
Betty, how are you doing, Betty?
Wonderfully well, thank you.
Good. Great. Anyone else? There's somebody else who just joined us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
And where are you?
We're right close to Waze in Sacramento.
Oh, you're still in California. Okay.
Yeah, we're still in California, and then we've got tomorrow in Redding. Let's see, yeah, tomorrow in Redding, and then we'll be headed up to, actually, we're going to swing by the beach house and make sure everything's okay there. That's a good excuse, isn't it?
All right. I think you should be probably ready to spend a week or so there anyway.
Jenny told somebody we were going to spend a week there, and I said, we're really not, are we? I want to get my garden in.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, something got into Marty's tomato plants 2 days after he put them in.
Oh.
Probably a rabbit.
Good morning. Somebody else just joined us.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Darlene, good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, let's see. I've been doing lots of reading. While we've been driving, and I'm trying to think. I wasn't taking very good notes. I thought, oh, I'll remember this. I'll remember that when I get on the call. Oh, let's see. Someone must have sent down the article that I got from Lee on sprouting. That is a great article. I hadn't seen it because obviously I haven't either gotten it or I haven't opened all my emails. Is that where you got it from, Lee, was send it down on the internet? Okay. So if you guys don't have that, there's about, let's see, I've got it right here, I can tell you, several different seeds that it covers. I'm trying to balance the phone here.
I think Jeannie sent it.
Who sent it?
Jeannie.
Jeannie, okay. And Jeannie has a house.
Oh, I meant Mary Lou. I'm sorry. I said it wrong.
Mary Lou. Okay.
And who sent them all out. I'm sorry.
Okay. So hopefully.
I'm babysitting for dogs and not thinking yet.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow I get
31 different grains and seeds on the list. And then how long to soak them, it takes to sprout them, how long to let them grow, how many to use, and like 3 tablespoons equals 3 cups of alfalfa seed sprouts in 3 to 5 days, and that's going to depend on your temperature. And I went in and got, I thought, I don't need another travel mug. I went, picked it up, and they had some glasses that actually stack inside each other, and I see they have grown over quite well. I got dark blue ones, and then I just took a piece of net and cut it round, 2 layers of really fine net, and hand-stitched a piece of electric, yeah, right. How about elastic? That starts with an E also. Elastic, heavy elastic thread, it's like a cord, in through the fine net, and used it as a cap over the top just to drain them. And so then I got a more creative idea. I'll explain if it works out later. But anyway, and put the water in it. They actually will stack on top of each other when they're first starting to soak, so you could just stack them up. And they were like 77 cents at Walmart. I like the idea of the small containers with a good variety because they're great mixed in salads. So anybody anybody that hasn't tried the sprouting, pull up that article and do it. And it tells you're anywhere from 50% to 400%, it says at the beginning of it, increase in nutrition. So I know you guys have already got this and should already be using it or enjoying it. But anyway, just as a reminder to do it, because it's easy and highly nutritious, and you're just multiplying the amount that you've got there. So anyway, anybody trying it and enjoying it?
Am I correct that we need to be sure that what we're sprouting is organic?
Well, you know, even if it's not, it's the same thing as, like, I had to pick up some romaine lettuce the other day that wasn't organic, so it wouldn't be any different than eating that. You're still going to get more benefit out of the seed.
There was something that Jeannie was reading a couple of weeks ago about sprouting that caused a little bit of alarm, and I forget exactly what it was. Obviously, she's not on.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, and we might want to visit that again sometime when you're on and she's on.
Okay, that was probably maybe multiplying the fact that it was grazed with chemicals or raised whatever.
I forget exactly what it was.
Okay, well, then we'll have to ask her and see when she gets on, because I'm not sure. You know, for years I sprouted and didn't have, of course, we weren't doing the thing of organic, because that's been back in the 70s when I was doing sprouting. I didn't know all the different ones, but yes, definitely go for the organic seeds. That I would do for sure, but I was anxious to try it, so this is my trial run on some things I had never tried before. Some of them, I know the peas were not organic, but, you know, some of the foods are more susceptible to the chemicals also and a worse condition. So, good morning. Somebody else just joined us.
Can I ask a couple? Well, I want to share a recipe and ask a question.
Yes, that sounds good, Dottie.
Yeah, a recipe that I tried, which is, it was awesome. It was Dijon vinaigrette potato salad that I got on the Whole Food Market website. And it called for, capers. It was capers in it, which I've never had. And it had parsley and tarragon and chives and garlic, yellow Yukon potatoes in it.
Now, are you going to share the whole recipe or just the ingredient list? I'm curious as we're going.
Did I what? Oh, I'll send it down.
Oh, you'll send it. Okay.
I'll send it down, but I'm telling you, it was so awesome. I mean, everybody liked it. The only thing I think I wouldn't have, because I didn't have any fresh ones that they said to use. I only had the dehydrated or the freeze-dried ones. I think this time I won't use as much of the different things, you know, because it was very...
Right.
Yeah.
It's usually about half as much at the very most.
Oh, half as much. Okay. Because I wasn't too sure. Because when I was putting it in, I'm like, my goodness, this looks like an awful lot. And I think next time, I think I will add some celery and some onions in it.
And this was a Dijon potato salad?
This was a vegan, yep. It was
vegan. I thought you said Dijon.
Oh, it was a Dijon vinaigrette potato salad. It does have a half a cup of virgin olive oil, which you could use less of. But it was very, very, very good, very tasty, and that was very good. But I'll send it down.
Great, thank you.
And the other thing, talking about those burgers again, I don't have a food processor. You know that recipe that Jeannie sent down with the mushrooms and the bulgur wheat and all that? I have all the ingredients now, but I don't have a food processor. Is there any other way that you can prepare that without one?
This is the burger recipe?
Yeah, it was a pecan mushroom burgers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
has anybody done it in their blender on the call? You could pulse it in the blender, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I have a little chopper. I have one of those little choppers, but it's only like 1.5 cup serving sizes, you know, and I was going to just try to break it down, but I, you know, I don't know if that would make a difference in it.
What is it, the whole, I can't remember the recipe, is the whole thing supposed to be processed in the food processor?
Yeah, it's combine a vegetable mixture and pecan, yeah, it says combine the vegetable mixture, pecans in a food processor, pulse briefly until coarsely chopped. And then you add the egg substitute and the bulgur wheat.
Okay, if that's all you're doing in the, if that's the main reason is to chop the pecans in there, I would do them by hand because you're not going to get them. If you put it in the blender, you're going to have part of it powder and part of it chopped unless you put just a few in and pulse it a couple times and take them out. So if that's the reason for putting it together, I would probably just coarsely chop them and put it together by hand.
Go ahead.
I have a recipe here called American Vegetarian, and it's a another take on the chopped portobello patties, and you use a pound of the mushrooms, but it says finely chopped. It does not say to use a food processor. It's just another. This one uses walnuts instead of the pecans. So I'll send this down when I type it into the computer. But it sounds interesting also. But it definitely says just finely chopped and left to drain on paper towel.
Mm.
Does not say food processing.
Yeah.
It gets it can, especially the difference between a food processor and a blender. You can really overdo it easily in a blender, and it's not as even a consistency. Nuts do not work well for me in a blender, so I just don't go there. In fact, I don't think I've never even put my nuts into a food processor. I usually just hand chop them because I get the texture that I want. Doesn't take that long to do it.
Yeah, because I had one. I gave it away because it was such a pain in the neck to use it and then to clean it and everything. I said, geez, I don't know. I could do this faster, you know.
Yeah, that's often the case when you pull out a bigger device. What was the website on that where you got that recipe? Did you say wholefoodmarket.com?
Which one was that now? Is that the one on the Dijon vinaigrette?
Right, uh-huh, the one.
Yeah, that was on the Whole Food Market. It was Whole Food with an S, Whole Foods with an S, Market, MARKET.com.
Okay, I've not used that one before. That's why I was asking you to repeat it.
Yeah. And,
thank you.
Yeah, and your /recipes, /salad, /potato, and if you want, you know, I think once you get to that recipe and look under salads, I think you'll find that one. But, I signed up for their email, and, I mean, almost every day I get a new recipe. And
wow, that's great.
Yeah, and I've tried a few of them, and... this one here, I finally did do it yesterday, and it was so good. I was really impressed by the taste of it, you know. And then those, the patatas, I've done those about two or three times, too. I love those. Those have come out really good. So. But they always give you some good recipes on that.
Great. Those are fun.
Yep.
I have not given the reason for this call in case we have brand new people that are listening in. The reason for the call is to provide the latest information on nutrition as well as the incredible technologies that NECAN makes available in their wellness home, answer any questions that you might have. And this started as a result of reading the China study, all of us, and that was the largest study ever done in the world on nutrition, 880 million people, and all the science behind what they found. That was the beginning of it, spread around the world and came back to the United States and was studied by Dr. Campbell through funding for over 17 years. And it's covering all the diseases that we're dealing with in this country. I want to tell you guys a little short story that happened to me yesterday that was very exciting for me. I get a call from my ex-roommate years and years and years back who shortly before we left for New York, we were just talking on the phone. And I said, I need to get you a copy of, from the way you're talking with the challenges that you're dealing with, not only in your family, but also extended family and friends. They're very active in their church and have been their whole life. And it's a very large church. I said, I need to get you a DVD just for you to evaluate. You tell me what you think of it. I'd appreciate that. And so I sent her the eating DVD. She didn't get to it for a while. Asked her a couple of times, and then finally she said to me, she says, oh, Char. In fact, we were in person at that time, and I'll never forget the look on her face. Oh, Char. With a big smile, she's so sweet, she says, we will never not eat animal products. And said, it was like, thank you, but no thank you, this is just not for us, I can't imagine it. So I said, okay, and smiled and thought, you know, she's really one person, I really do care about her, and I really like her to really understand what we know, but, you know, she's given me a flat, downright no. And so yesterday she called. She needed a couple of our products that she usually just picks up from us because I always have extras. And she said, and oh, by the way, I think you'll really enjoy this. I know you would enjoy the information I'm going through right now. I'm so excited about it. Our church has instituted a program that is being taught there twice a week by MDs. And I am very excited about watching for the results and really have jumped into it. Da, 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 da. And she says, we're eating a lot healthier. And I just knew you'd be happy because we're eating vegetarian. No, no, we're eating vegan, she says. And I just smiled inside, and I tried to stop her to find out exactly what it was that they were following, because she named the letters of a program that I'd never heard of before. And I said, finally, I said to her, I says, Carolyn, I said, let me ask you this. Remember that DVD you watched a while back? Oh, yeah, kind of. I guess it's pretty close to that. I don't know. I don't remember enough. I said, let me just refresh your memory. I said, it's real simple. She says, well, this is really hard to do. This is really hard to do. And I said, well, let me just give you the principles of what that DVD was all about. It's called The Rave Diet and Lifestyle. Yeah, I just remember that was really hard, too, she said. I said, well, let me just refresh you. RAVE is an acronym, and it stands for no refined food, no animal product, no vegetable oils, no exceptions, plus exercise. Does that describe what they're doing? Oh, that's perfect, she says. That's exactly what we're doing. Absolutely exactly what we're doing. But it's hard. And I said, no, it's really not hard, because all you have to think about when you're making a choice on food is, does it come from animal, or is it processed, over-processed, or is it over-oiled, or is it oiled? And she goes, oh, well, that still seems pretty difficult. She says, all these things you have to fix. I said, well, there aren't all the things. There's, you know, just the main categories, vegetables, a little fruit, and then a starch. And you can have them ahead of time in the refrigerator, made up, especially the starch, the part that you don't have to do fresh, you don't have to wash it every day, new fresh veggies. Anyway, trying to bring it down to something really, really simple. And I just asked her, I said, do you start with canned beans, or do you start with dried beans, if you're using beans as your starch, for an example? And she goes, well, I actually found some steamed ones, like steamed lentils, at Trader Joe's. And I said, oh, I did get something that was steamed the other day, and I haven't used it yet. I think it was, wasn't that dry? That was dried, Nancy, that you talked about. Right?
The train? I don't. Let me see if I can find it. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'll look.
Yeah, I'm sure it was dried. I haven't used it. It was in a package. I know it wasn't fresh in the produce, I'm sure. But if she's looking, I'm sure that that's the case. But anyway, my moral to the story is, just remember there's a lot of people that are hearing this for the very first time in the way that we're describing it. Be patient, because now things have changed. And when I heard that it was implemented into what I consider quite a conservative church, that's a very old, very large church, I was really excited. They're doing it by way of DVD with an MD out of a program from Loma Linda, and then two medical doctors, two MDs that have volunteered their time to come and take blood tests. There is a charge for it. I don't know what it was. Come and take blood tests so that people can actually see the difference. And they're doing a cleanse at the beginning of it and introducing it more slowly so it will be more palatable for people to start on it. Keeping it real simple, she says. I think all we have is vegetables and starches, and I don't know if she said any fruit at all or not. And I said, well, really, that's just starting it, because that's basically what we're doing. She goes, oh, yes, you're right. But it's acting as a cleanse, of course, when they do that anyway. So anyway, guys, I'm going to be anxious for you to hear some of the same things from your friends that maybe haven't received it as quickly from you as you would have liked, because it was maybe their first person that they talked to that has gotten the excitement that we have on this call. So, Nancy, did you find what you were looking for?
I did. And just with your friend, the bottom line is she just wasn't ready, you know.
That day,
the first time we, if you remember when you called me, I said, when I hung up, I said to Marty, I think she's really lost it this time. I mean, we were just getting into grilling season. I thought, what, is she that? Yeah, no way. Anyway, the marinated bean salad says look for it on the grocery aisle. And the fully cooked sprouted brown rice is also, it says it's in a bowl. So it's fully cooked. So I'm not sure, I guess it's on the shelf also.
Okay.
This is why I do recall seeing in Trader Joe's the fully cooked brown rice, wild rice, mixed in a Ziploc bag, cooked.
This is sprouted. This is cooked sprouted brown rice.
Wow.
And it's $2.29 for a 7.6-ounce bowl at Trader Joe.
Okay, now you compare that price to the raw grains, we're paying a whole lot more, and this is what I emphasized to her. For the time that it takes to cook it or, you know, even sprout it, for sprouting time, if you're going to look at 2 or 3 days, of course, but... I said, you know, the involvement time for people that are on a budget, that's another thing we want to think about, is being able to cut their cost way back. Anytime we use convenience, we're going to pay more. And, you know, I'm still not sure. Sometimes you may get as if it's handled right and all of that. But again, that whatever it takes to get people started, I 100%, and I think we need to try these things just so we can say, yes, I've used it. And it is a convenience. Maybe we're paying a little more and not sure about the rest of it. But I did find one in the store that I was, I don't remember even where I was, but I haven't used it, so that's why I had to ask you, Nancy.
So
I didn't mean to cut you off, Way or Nancy.
Now that I know more, a little bit more about sprouting, what does it mean it's fully cooked, sprouted brown rice?
It's
well,
grain.
Go ahead, Way.
Say that again.
Okay, repeat.
I would imagine they have, they get access to the whole sprouted grain. I don't know, can they get the whole raw stuff with the husk in front of it in for it to sprout? I mean, can you really sprout grain that's already being shelled?
Well, I think what they're doing is barely sprouting it. I don't think it's a sprout like that's 2 or 3 inches long, but maybe it is. Maybe they've sprouted it and then dehydrated it. I don't know why you couldn't do that, because I've bought some of those bars and crackers that is saying that it's all sprouted grains, and then they're also claiming live enzymes in them, so if they're doing that, they have to be actually dehydrating them, not taking them over a certain temperature of about 110 degrees, to retain the enzyme activity in them. So I don't know, I guess we're getting way too technical this morning here, but just trying to understand what some of this food is going through to see it happen.
Right. Yeah, this is way for long term for someone who's doing life like this, we're going to try and budget thing and maybe get ideas out to do from those packets, which, like, my husband brought this pre-long grain with some wild rice mix and they had thrown some stuff in there, and I took out the same idea, and he thought I'd use the packet that he bought, so then I would make, you know, 10 times more the amount with the same price that he paid for the box, the small tiny box that he'd buy, you know. But I think for long term, I guess, you know, you have to reconsider buying these packaged stuff because we can make more and then refrigerate. It lasts for about 7 days, this stuff, pretty much, you know, and then section by section and go through them. So.
Well, wait, I'm still doing your sink sprouting with mugs, and now I graduated to glasses, so it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. And the sprouting's getting done, and I love it, and I like the taste. I like throwing them in on top of everything, and introduced Lee to it when I was there so she could see how simple it was, and it's pretty simple,
wow.
Isn't it, Lee?
Yeah.
I've got, wait a minute. I was on mute, and I've got two of them are growing, and two of them aren't yet.
Good.
Yeah, some of them take a little longer.
The beans and one of the wheat are growing, and the lentils and the other ones aren't yet.
Yeah, they take longer.
But it looks neat to see them really starting, all of them.
And when you think about the nutritional level, that's what makes it even more fun, and then just your mixture of things that you're getting in your salads or your stir fry or take and sprinkle them on the top of soup or a hot dish. We had a just a hot vegetable dish that was served over greens the other day, and I sprinkled some sprouts on it. I did it on top of the pozole, the Mexican soup, also threw some of them on top along with some cabbage and radish that I had. And that's the great thing about this. You can mix up anything. I mean, Jeannie and I, when we were down there, we ate out of the refrigerator a couple of times. We just threw stuff together. And it came out wonderful. You have to write it down so you can remember it next time because you got a new recipe or you'll forget. But, this is the most relaxed cooking I have ever done in my life. And we love the taste of it more than anything I've ever done. And I feel like we've got the biggest variety of anything we've ever done. So I don't feel restricted, guys, at all. I don't know how you guys are feeling. Maybe some of the newer people.
Not at all, Char. I mean, we live in such an abundant country of fruit and vegetable. I think in this lifetime you can't go through them all. It's just amazing, so.
Oh, and I've got a tip for you. Thank you. Well, you just brought it to my mind. And if any of you are feeling restricted, head for an Asian market and get introduced to a whole new world of food. There is a ton of stuff there. And, you know, find a good Asian book that's got the descriptions in the front. And I'll tell you, you'll never feel like you've even entered the universe of cooking yet when you on that, because there is such a wide range. And again, when I was in one just the other night that was next door to Asian restaurant that we were taken to by a little Vietnamese gal, when I went in there, again, everything was so incredibly fresh. Now, you know, they did have organic signs on everything, but you know, that's where I was. That's what I wanted to experience. So, you know, treat it like you would any other vegetables and make sure you wash them. So, you know, those people are running around pretty healthy around here. The ones I saw in the store were, anyway. So, you know, it's up for grabs, guys. It's just another experience.
When you go to a Chinese restaurant, what do you order?
I like to think of the way Dr. McDougall and Mary, his wife, both describe it. He orders just the vegetables, the vegetable dishes, of which there's usually a pretty good selection. Some of them will have noodles with them, and you can ask how they're prepared. Are they prepared with oil, or are they just lightly sautéed or steamed? And then in his instructions, he says, no oils. I want without any oils. And a lot of times they'll even do a stir fry, and they can just do a steaming of it. And Mary's a little more relaxed. She says little oils, very little, as little oil as you can do. And they can be done with rice noodles, or they may be done with bean thread, I think is what they call it, noodles. Or they could be done with wheat also. I like the rice noodles when they do it with the, or there's a, some that they call cellophane noodle. I guess that's a bean-based noodle.
Right.
But just ask, and normally they'll do however you like. We didn't go to quite that extent because she had eaten there several times and she knew the dishes and how they were prepared. And so we just picked them right off the menu. They were absolutely wonderful. In fact, we ordered three dishes and plus rice. Rice was white. Most of the Asian restaurants don't have brown rice, but some of them are now. So don't forget to ask, because that just encourages them to do it, maybe, if they get more people asking.
Right. This is why normally, you know, they don't prepare those sort of food ahead of time, so you literally, you know, whatever you order, they really accommodate for you, and they do it there and then. I mean, you know, in Chinese they do a lot of stir fry, but like at the start to the all you can eat place, they just fill that and ask them to know.
You're breaking up really bad way right now.
Right. Normally in Chinese restaurant and some Vietnamese restaurant also, they don't prepare a lot of this ahead of time because it only takes minutes to prepare. So they kind of prepare you as you order them. So.
But you do have to make sure you ask for no MSG.
Right. Right. And then, you know, you give them according instructions. So.
Right. Some of the spices I know that they do use that are combined spices could have MSG in it. So if there's any chance of that and you're highly allergic or become a bit more sensitive to it, make sure you spell that out a bit. Now, I understand, Wei, that the Thai spices don't normally have the MSG mixed in with them. Is that correct, the ones they start
with? Right. But then I was picking up some Pad Thai. Say, you know, if you order something Pad Thai dishes, they come in the sauce already, and there is, you know, you have to really look out for them to have no MSG. But the basic, most, you know, like, you know, most Asian, they tend to use soy sauce, and a lot of soy sauce don't have MSG if they use the traditional one, and that's really all you need for flavoring.
Right, we don't have to be real exotic. The flavor comes through with the vegetables. This was another thing that my ex-roommate had said to me, just starting on this. She says, and we're just saving a lot of money because we're just not eating out. We just do so much better at home, not eating out nearly as much. But there are the occasions, of course, when you do. So, good question.
Hello, good morning. This is Molly.
Good morning, Molly.
Hi. On ordering foods from the Chinese restaurant, they are organized by meat, the chicken, the pork, they are so organized. So if you don't want any meat, then you go to the vegetables section. Green bean is excellent. If you don't find it in the vegetable group, you can just ask them to fix that. And as far as cooking oil or not, you can ask them to cook or blanch in hot water. There, in the restaurant, I used to own a restaurant, there are only two ways to cook the ingredients, especially vegetable, whether it's the oil dip into the oil to cook it in the strainer, so it is a very quick cooking, and then boiling water, so they have two walks going on simultaneously. One is oil, one is hot water. So what? When they say steam, nothing is steam in Chinese restaurant. It's blanched in boiling water.
It's blanched. Okay, so that's the word to use. Thank you so much, boy, for the tips of just communicating blanched in boiling water.
They might say it's steam also, but you know better that it is blanched in boiling water. And
okay.
Tofu is definitely a item to have for vegetarians. They are made with soybeans. So they are, well, when you're talking about other beans, noodle, mung bean, it is what you were talking about, the cellophane noodle. The mung bean is the same as the bean from the bean sprout from mung bean.
Right, the same beans as the ones we sprout. Well, that's great tips from a former restaurant owner there that knows the cooking style. So they blanched or like she said, in boiling water is going to be a little bit different than steamed, as you guys picked up, I'm sure. So that's great, Molly. Thank you for the input on that be able to describe it. And I've noticed the vegetable section, but I've also done sometimes found a dish that had chicken or pork or something in it. I just ask them, can you just leave this out?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And also, in your locale, try different restaurants. And when you finally find one restaurant, they're friendly, that they are personal, that they can individualize for you, that would be the way to go to restaurants. I do that all the time. I get to know them, and then they can cook it the way I want them to. And the local restaurant, the nearest one to me, I even train them to do it the way I want it. But it has to be trial very many times before I'll get to the way that I like it. So you can do something like that too. You can train the chef.
And you're hearing that from a former restaurant owner, and I can very well understand that. So you guys, you're investing a little bit of time too, and that's exactly what Mary and Dr. John McDougall did in their area, and they now have over 100 restaurants that have been serving a McDougall approved menu there in Santa Rosa. So we can spread the word in another way just by simply finding a restaurant that's interested in working with you. And they had the two restaurants we were taken to, one was a Thai restaurant and the other one was a Chinese restaurant. At least that's what they were given by name. And they had incredible menus for McDougall's program. In fact, they had them all typed up and just gave them to you. They weren't just right off the regular menu. They just brought it, handed it to us to show us what it was. And some of those recipes have ended up on their website, the McDougall website. So that's where some of them have come from. Guys, I'm going to have to run. I've got to do a couple of things. And Wei, we're not too far away, so I'll just give you a call if you're still on the line.
Oh, I know. Are you going to be in Sacramento still today?
We're on the edge of it right now, not very far anyway. So I will give you a call in a few minutes. I've got to run in the store and pick up a couple of things in the parking lot here where we are. But, guys, thank you for your contributions. This was absolutely great for me. I just love picking up new information. I hope you have too. And if you did, please pass it on to others and give them the number and let them make their own choice about, looking at information that may be new to them. Again, be patient. It takes more than one time round sometimes, many times, most of the time. So thank you for your participation.
Sure.
And we, yes.
I promise it won't take more than 1 minute. I will call you right as soon as you hang up. And the card that I have.
Okay, you'll have to use Denny's number because my cell is not working.
Okay, I will right
away. All right. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye, guys. Have a great weekend. The end of the month. Don't forget, tomorrow is the last day. Bye.
Thanks, Cher.
This is where I'm going to sign off too, and I'm going to see you back in 7 weeks or so. So I might drop in now and again. I'm going to be in Australia for 7 weeks. So.
Quay, this is Leilana.
Hi, Leilana. I'm glad you get on. So good.
Yeah, every morning. Quay, speak slowly, darling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
And every morning I've been on. Thank you so much.
Oh, welcome. I hope you can learn a lot. So
yes.
But my pleasure.
And
I'm going to spread the word to Australians now, so I'm taking a lot of tools over. So
great.
7 weeks to spread the word.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.